You are listening to KHBT 977, The Bolton. Yes, it is time for Coach's Corner here on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. Donovan Mann, the sports director at KHBT and the host of the show. This week, it is going to be another baseball week as we talk to head coach Jason Thurm from Humboldt High School, getting his insight on how the team has performed this past week and, of course, the postseason, which will be coming up in a week from yesterday. Let's give the interview a listen.
All right, Coach. Well, you know, over the past couple of weeks here, the team has put on quite a few different types of wins, but they've all been solid and good wins, you know, come from behind wins, starting out early, shutting out your opponent's wins. So when you're confident that your team can win in any type of game that is thrown at you, how does that make you feel as a coach?
Well, you definitely don't want to get behind. One of our goals is to score first every game. And you know, like last night against Garrigan, it was we got up, we put a number up in the first inning, and Garrigan responded. And unfortunately, we were down for a little bit, but kids, you know, the main thing is just attitude with it and responding the right way. And you got a certain number of outs that you have for the rest of the game. You just have to maximize each of those and each at bat. And I felt like we were swinging pretty early. And like you said, we've been playing pretty well, and we've been swinging the bat, so the confidence there with it, and you just have to be patient with it, and you have to have that mentality that if it doesn't happen this inning, we're going to get to them the next inning or the following inning, and you can't get down on yourself. It's such a mental game, and it's hard enough to, as it is with playing against your opponent and then the game itself, but then if you're beating yourself up, it makes things even worse, so you got to keep that positive mindset with it and just keep plugging away. And we've done that a number of times, and definitely we don't want to be down, but it's a case too where I feel like we can hold the opponent down on defense, and we can get back after it on the offense, and if we can keep a positive mindset and good approach at the plate with things. So definitely not by design, but it's, you know, we do have the team, and we've got the firepower to be able to come from behind if we need to.
And you mentioned that game against Bishop Garrigan there. And, you know, again, the pitcher that started that one for them, not really a fastball pitcher, just kind of throwing stuff over the plate. There was a lot of time there when it was scoreless for the team there that things were going out to the outfield, getting to the fences, but great plays made by the defense. So when you're having a performance like that, how do you kind of coach your guys through, and how do the guys get through it? Say, hey, we just keep doing this. Eventually they will drop for base hits.
Right. You have to focus on the process with it. And in athletics, you hear that over and over and over, but it's so true. And our goal is to go up in each at-bat and just have a quality at-bat. And we're trying to get up there and get a good pitch to hit and drive the ball. And you know, the goal is to hit it hard. The goal isn't necessarily to get a hit. And we feel like if we go up there and have good at-bats, the hits will fall for us. And it wasn't just Garrigan. It just seems like it's been our team here the last week or two where we're having good at-bats. We're hitting the ball hard, and we're still finding outs with it. Against Algona, we had a number of balls that we hit hard to the warning track. Wind was blowing out a little bit there, so they were playing deeper, and they were able to be in position to make those plays, and I think those would be balls typically that would fall. And then against Garrigan as well, we hit the ball. We had several that we drove to the warning track, and their guys made some good plays on it. And we talked about it, too, after the game. We have a great mindset and a good approach, and baseball's a game of averages where eventually we'll find some holes out there, too. And you just keep preaching that at them, and our kids have a great attitude, and you know, it's, I mean, everybody wants the hit, everybody wants the batting average and that sort of thing. That's how a lot of people measure success as an offensive player, but you know, our kids just keep going up there and grinding out at bats, and eventually, you know, we feel like you know, we're hopeful anyway, especially this last week of the season, the regular season, where we'll see some of those balls hit the grass, and we'll really be able to put up some good numbers.
And then going back to Monday, that game against Webster City, again, all four runs, the three for them, the one for you, all came in that first inning, but then throughout it, you know, some good defense, some good pitching. So when you get into a pitcher's duel like that against a team like Webster City, where, you know, at any moment they can explode, for example, we saw that the first time Humboldt and Webster City faced off, what gives you confidence in your pitching staff to know, hey, and your defense, we can hold on here and we can give ourselves a chance?
I have complete confidence in our pitchers that we're going to throw strikes, and And that's the name of the game. You can't beat yourself. And I feel like if you throw strikes, it's a lot easier to prevent your opponent from getting that big inning where they're going to score three or more runs with it. And if you can minimize those big innings, then you're in the game with it. And defensively, I'd put our defense out there against anybody. Our kids have done it all year long, and we have great consistency, and we got intelligent kids that they know what they're doing out there. And the big thing is we don't get rattled. We've been in some difficult situations here, which is great for us, and the kids have shown a lot of toughness, and they just seem to work through those things. It's a case where you get into the tournament time as well, and those things are going to happen, and you just can't get your head down, and you just got to be able to fight through and minimize those innings, and our kids have been able to do that. So it's a case where our kids go out and execute there. But I have tremendous confidence in our guys that we're going to be able to do that and hold the team down. And Webster's a great team. It was a case of, you know, we did get beat by them, but good. I thought it was a good game, and we went at them and we competed, and even the first time we played them, I felt like we were right there. We just kind of let it get away from us at the end. So we're hoping to get them a third time, and hopefully a third time will be a charm for us.
And you mentioned it a little bit there. We do have the postseason coming up. Still a handful of regular season games left, but looking ahead to that game against Charles City, getting to host that one on Friday, July 16th. And what is the difference between getting the home field advantage to start the postseason or any postseason game versus having to do it on the road?
Well, I think the big thing is just familiarity, where you have your set routine, and you know, our guys will come in and hit, and just that comfort, that factor, and we don't have to get on a bus and travel for close to 2 hours. We have the comforts of home and the routine and good backing from our hometown supporters, it's nice to be able to do that. Of course, just having that last at bat too, that's always nice as well if you have to utilize that. So Charles City's never played on our field, so it'll be new to them as well, it's a definite advantage, and just thankful that we were able to put ourselves in position where we were able to get the higher seed this first round game.
All right, Coach, really do appreciate your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, just got a week left, and hopefully we'll see the fans out, and with that district opener as well. We appreciate the support that we've been given this year. It's been a great season, and we've got a great team, and we're just looking to finish things off strong here.
Once again, thank you so much to Coach Thurm for taking the time earlier this week to talk with us here on KHPT 977 The Bolt and providing his insight. Always a pleasure talking to him. That will do it for Coach's Corner here on KHPT 977 The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm Donovan Mann, and for all of us here at KHPT, have a great rest of your day, and go Wildcats!